This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. IVF options are dwindling for patients in Alabama after the state Supreme Court issued an unprecedented decision last week that frozen embryos are children. Today, the Center for Reproductive Medicine at Mobile Infirmary became the third provider in the state to announce it would pause in vitro fertilization services so that it can assess the legal ramifications of Friday's court ruling. President Biden says the Alabama court ruling that affects how a woman gets pregnant is a direct result of the U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 ruling to strike down Roe v. Wade, a decision that led to stronger limits on abortions on the state level. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to discuss reproductive rights as she campaigns for Biden's reelection in Michigan today. Former South Carolina governor and presidential candidate Nikki Haley sided with the Alabama court. She's campaigning in her home state ahead of Saturday's GOP presidential primary.
We've, you know, certainly are going to go past South Carolina, go into Michigan and go into Super Tuesday states. We haven't, you know, I haven't sat down and actually thought about what comes after that.
Haley trails former President Donald Trump in the race for the GOP nomination. Cybersecurity researchers are currently diving into a trove of leaked documents detailing one Chinese tech contractor and its hacking operations around the globe. The documents provide rare insight into the firm's operations for the Chinese government. Here's NPR's Jenna McLaughlin.
On February 16th, an anonymous internet user posted a large trove of sensitive technical documents online, detailing one Chinese company's hacking operations, target lists, and marketing materials. The company is called iSoon. Cybersecurity researchers believe the documents are legitimate and give details about the contractor's work for Chinese government agencies, particularly monitoring internal dissent on social media websites. Other targets include foreign governments from Australia to Pakistan, as well as pro-democracy organizations in Hong Kong. While the contents of the leak aren't surprising, the level of detail is helpful to experts, whose reviews of the material are ongoing. Based on a note from the leaker, it seems likely the source is a disgruntled employee. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
Strong rally on Wall Street after a chip company called NVIDIA posted surging profits. Here's NPR's Raphael Nam.
NVIDIA is not a household name, at least not yet, but it's become one of the most influential companies in markets, and that's because it makes some of the chips that power AI, or artificial intelligence. And if there's one thing that investors are really excited about, that would be AI. So investors were very keenly awaiting NVIDIA's latest earnings report. And the company did not disappoint, delivering some blockbuster results Wednesday. Stock markets surged as a result. The AI mania sweeping markets is not over yet. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
It's NPR. President Biden's met with the wife and daughter of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Biden expressed condolences and reaffirmed his plans to announce new sanctions against Russia tomorrow. Navalny died while imprisoned in Russia. He was the most prominent critic of Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The impact of today's cellular outage affecting AT&T customers appears to be winding down. This morning, tens of thousands of people in multiple cities across the U.S. found themselves unable to make calls or send text messages because of the disruptions, the cause of which remains unknown. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is trying to bring equity to its many programs that govern farming, rural development, and nutrition. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports a new internal set of recommendations hopes to bring justice to Black farmers who have been historically left out of USDA programming for decades.
For over 2 years, an equity commission at USDA worked on over 60 recommendations to help make the department more equitable. And they aren't just about farming. The final list ranges from encouraging what congressional legislation the department should support to programmatic changes to make its rural home building and broadband accessible. It also includes advice on making loans and grants more accessible to farmers, such as how to resolve language barriers, reduce some credit issues, and solve property concerns that advocates say have resulted in a steep decline in particularly Black-owned farmland. Advocates say USDA's sprawling programs are often hard to understand and limiting in how to best serve farmers and the communities now. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News.
The S&P is up 2%. You're listening to NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.